here we are again, happy as can be, which is not quite as corny an introduction as you might think, because our first organ this evening is one which I don't think has been featured on this programme for about 5 years, the beautiful three-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer of the Opera House Blackpool, played many times in days of yore by Watson Holmes, whose signature tune was Here We Are Again. Well, at the Opera House console tonight, however, tower organist Robert Wolfe, which one might be rather tempted to call the match of the day. Opera House Blackpool Wurlitzer, designed by Horace Finch and opened by him together with Reginald Dixon in 1939. Well, here's Robert again with Jack Straitch's beautiful ballad, These Foolish Things. These Foolish Things from Robert Wolfe. Welcome back now to that clever chap from York, Les Norman, who's taken himself and his self-constructed Verzi Helios electronic organ on an expedition up Blueberry Hill. Les Norman and the Verzi organ on top of Blueberry Hill. Now, this is all very embarrassing because the next piece of music was composed in a weak moment by me. And it's the Countess of Worcester Waltz, and in case you're wondering how it came by such a sophisticated title, I'll tell you. A couple of years ago, I was invited, along with several distinguished colleagues, to assist in the opening celebrations of the Compton Organ at the Signet Restaurant in Worcester, which, in the wake of the Duchess, the Princess and the Queen, became christened the Countess. Well, I thought a little musical souvenir might be rather pleasant, so the afternoon preceding the concert, I grabbed a manuscript book and started scribbling. I, of course, presented the manuscript to the proud organ owners, Peter and Clive, since which time, I'm staggered to say, various organist friends have obtained photocopies of the thing. And guess who ended up without one? Ah, well, c'est la vie. Here's Robbie Cleaver with it at the Astra London O' Christy. Robbie Cleaver at the Astra Landudno. And while we're in 3/4 time, here's Annie's song.
Thank you.
John Denver's bestseller and his song from Robinson Cleaver. Now, I reckon that a gentleman who's clever enough to build such a magnificent instrument as the Verzi Helios Electronic, and who's able to play it superbly into the bargain, definitely warrants the title Mr. Lucky. Perhaps Henry Mancini had Les Norman in mind when he wrote the song. Mr. Lucky, Les Norman. Now, this week's concerts start at the 3J's Leisure Centre Gomersall at 7:15 tomorrow evening with Howard Beaumont at the Compton. Sunday the 27th sees Frank Olsen at the Reliance Garage King's Lynn at 2:30, and also on Sunday at 10:30 a.m, Douglas Reeve plays the final concert of the American Theatre Organ Society Convention at the Regal Edmonton on the fine 4-manual Christie. And can I just remind you that if your reception of this programme on 433 or 330 metres medium wave is not very good, well, you should be able to find us on your BBC local radio station on VHF. Back to Les Norman and the Verzi with a delightfully Latin Americanised Solveig song from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite. Thank you. Solveig's Song a la Bossa Nova from Les Norman. Now, Robert Wolfe has gained countless admirers over the past few years since he's been playing in Blackpool's famous Tower Ballroom. Well, tonight, however, he's just nipped round the corner to play the equally magnificent Wurlitzer in the Opera House, and a medley which includes the two signature tunes of one of Manchester's most famous organists, Stanley Tudor, resident at the Gaumont Theatre for so many years. It might as well rain until September, singing in the rain, and powder your face with sunshine. Oh, make your mind up, Robert. Robert Wolfe's British Weather Medley. Raining one minute, sunny the next. Here's a 1920s style get up and go number from Robert to finish the show, The Varsity Drag. Robert Wolfe at the Opera House Blackpool Wurlitzer with Varsity Drag. Now, by the time I'm with you again, it'll be August and the holiday season well underway, so if you're off on holes, have a good time and don't forget that wherever you go, in this country at any rate, there's no escape, because I'll be back again here on Radio 2 at 10:30 next Friday. Hope you will too. Thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam for his unfailing assistance and to you for being there. One feels such a fool talking to oneself. Till next week then, take care. Bye-bye now.